Magazines, newspapers, family scrapbooks, they're full of photographs of houses, visual examples of the American dream. The pictures by a 98-year-old architectural photographer named Julius Schulman are in a league of their own. His photographs are so distinctive, they're consulted by movie designers, collected by museums, and cherished by homeowners who commission them. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg explains.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. The weather in Malibu is 72 degrees with scattered clouds.
The hero of the movie Iron Man lives in a super sleek, talking house high atop a California hillside.
The surf conditions are fair with waist to shoulder.
The house was inspired by photographs Julius Schulman took in the 1950s and 60s. Books of these photos line the workspace of Iron Man production designer J. Michael Riva, a big Schulman fan.
You have to reference him when you're doing what we do, because he's the only one who really cataloged all this. Some of these extraordinary buildings. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be able to see them.
You are approaching your destination.
Julius Schulman also lives high atop a California hillside off Mulholland Drive.
You have arrived. The destination is to the right.
Schulman's house looks a bit like some he's photographed. He built it in the 1950s. It's clean, modern, and busy.
Hello, Julius Schulman. Hey, what are you doing?
He gets calls from magazine editors, architects, photography students, acolytes, sometimes Wim DeWitt phones. Mr. DeWitt is head of architecture and design at the Getty Research Institute. In 2004, the Getty bought Schulman's archives, some 250,000 images, documenting more than 70 years of California architecture.
The famous architects like Frank Lloyd Wright and Richard Neutra and Rudolf Schindler had already been building in this part of the world for quite some time. But after the Second World War, there was a whole new generation of architects who became known thanks to his work.
Julius Schulman has taken thousands of photographs, but you better not ask him about going on a shoot.
Shoot? Look at me. Do I have a gun? I'm a photographer.
Indeed he is. Of houses, mostly. Mostly in Southern California. Sometimes there are people in the pictures, but Schulman's focus is on the building, how it sits in its environment, the feeling it evokes. The photograph he's most famous for was taken in 1960.
One of my best pictures I've ever had. That's wonderful.
A house in the Hollywood Hills, one of several affordable single-family homes an architecture magazine commissioned after World War II. This one is called Case Study House Number 22, designed by Pierre Koenig. Schulman's photo, you can see it at NPR.org, shows the corner of the living room, glass-walled, suspended from the edge of a cliff, just hanging in space over the twinkling lights of a Los Angeles dusk.
We're photographing the interior of this house.
Two attractive women in white dresses, they were architects' girlfriends, sit on 1950s modern furniture, looking ready for cocktails. You can almost hear Sinatra on the phonograph and taste the martinis.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea.
Searching for the best angle, Julius Schulman walks outside and looks back at the house.
And I said, wait a minute. This is better. Look at the line. Look at the perspective, the cantilever. It all comes together. So I called to my assistants and told the fellows to bring the camera and reset the lights because we're going to make a different composition.
He took one photograph, black and white.
And it turned out to be the most iconic architectural photograph ever taken in the history of architecture.
It's the Los Angeles of our dreams, the glittering, slightly scary, edge of the continent feel of the future, captured on film. Iconic. In LA Magazine, Mary Melton writes that photographer Julius Schulman gave Los Angeles its best self and then exported its mythology to the world.
It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me.
For $6,000 and more, you can commission Julius Schulman to photograph your home. Steven Spielberg did, so did director Robert Zemeckis, so did my friend Shondell Spiegel. She lives in Hancock Park, a lovely old neighborhood just south of Hollywood. Shulman and his partner, Jürgen Nogai, came to her house one morning to take pictures.
I had set up just some coffee and some fruit to have while we sat down, and his assistants got things ready. And he said, "We're going to start in here." And I started to clear the table, and he said, "Oh, no, oh, no."
Shulman started rearranging the leftovers. He says it's all spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous with him. He doesn't do a lot of staging, but there are some tweaks.
I dressed the set.
He said, "Bring me 3 knives, bring me 3 forks, bring me 3 cups.
And suddenly he'd created a tablescape that echoed the archway and colors of Shondell's breakfast room.
He arrived at 9:30 and he left at 6, and he had 11 images of the house.
And in a few weeks, Shondell Spiegel had her Shulman photographs. But she says she had a lot more than that in the house she'd lived in for 34 years.
He makes you see what you take for granted. And we do that in our houses, we do that in our marriages, we do that with our children, and he has the ability to stop time and to let you see it and to remember why you fell in love with it.
Whether it's a home in Hancock Park or the Department of Water and Power in downtown L.A. or a gas station in Anaheim, the camera of photographer Julia Shulman discovers the indelible image, the picture that documents not just a place and a time, but an essence. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Get a look at some of the photographs and read about how Shulman and Nogai capture images at npr.org/pictureshow. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.